Our brother's going to have a short word for us. And
one of the things that I heard this weekend about our righteousness and about the place God has brought us into, the darkness, the sunshine, and the light. And I notice on the back wall there, 1 John 1:5, God is light. That's one of the things that I was thinking about. And in Genesis, in chapter 1, that was mentioned many times. That is, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good. That is our source. Everything starts with God. Everything. In Psalm 27, 1, the Lord is my light, my salvation, whom shall I fear? That is our protection. Whom shall I fear? And in John 1, Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And in John 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That is the Lord Jesus bringing us in. He's bringing us in to that light that he has for us. He brought us into that light. And in James 1:7, not as fast as you, Nick.
Well, it helps to have a podium.
James 1:7, it says, for every good gift.
1:17.
I forgot the one. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. In 2 Peter 1:19, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Matthew 5. Verse verse 13, it says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out, be trodden down under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's the return back to the source. A return back. And that is being sent out by that light. That light shines through us. It comes from God, and we are a vessel. We are a lamp that God has lit for us to shine, as it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Back to our Father. And in Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 119, 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. And the thought that I had, I'll be honest with you, I've had several thoughts since John called me and asked me to give this little talk. And he said, 5 minutes. I said, that's good. The thought that I had that came to me, and I heard it many times this weekend, about the light, the love of God. God is love and God is light. And how much that light should shine through us. And I thought about this weekend, about this group together this weekend, how much we enjoy the things of our Savior, how much we enjoy the things of our Father, the place he's brought us into. And I think about that when we leave here, when we go, when we depart and go our own separate ways all across this nation. Have our light shine. And it doesn't have to be standing on a mountaintop screaming at the top of our lungs. It can be just living a good Christian life. Having someone come up and say, what's with you? Why are you so happy? What do you have that I don't? And that curiosity will spark a light in them and help them come to find the Savior. That's one of the things that I was thinking about, and that's the end of it. It was short, and I hope that you enjoyed it, because it was just, that's what I was thinking about, how much we enjoy the Lord here, that we should take it with us as God's asked us to go out and let our lights shine among men. Father, has thanks.